That's who I want to hear from. This is about what, Jordan?
Money.
This is about money. That's it.
There is a podcast brewing that's about to take over podcasting for good. The only podcast that you are going to need to tune into day in, day out is the Member Guest Podcast.
If I can hit it down the middle of the fairway, that's great. But again, with the driver right now, the driver sucks.
And now.
John Daly, and you're listening to the Member Guest Podcast. Rip it, rip it.
You're actually listening to Member Guest, the podcast.
Member Guest,
new rebrand. We're out here. We're going to have to ask John Daly
to redo
it.
We're cranking episode. All right. So look, this one's going to be a bit of a sour subject. We're going to talk about professional golf and just kind of the status of it. All right.
The sad state of professional golf. That's
going to be the title of this. Look, this is my, largely my opinions. Haven't even really talked to Jordan too much about this. He'll weigh in. This is,
I believe before we started, you just said, let me cook.
Yeah, I'm just going to go on a rant here.
So you cook this. And I'm here to support because
I'm so sick of professional golf, dude. I'm so sick of these guys and everything that everybody around the game is about, except for love Wyndham and love Ben Siegel and, you know, love anybody that, you know, we're loosely connected with. It's Eric Van Rooy and, you know, those guys are great. They're awesome. And go figure, those are the guys that just go about their business and do their jobs, and they're awesome. I'm going to take you through a little bit of a rundown of kind of where we are today, what's happened as we've watched the utter and complete deterioration of what I would call the sport of golf at a professional level. I watched the Players yesterday. I enjoyed it. I haven't watched any of this live stuff. Every time I've watched it, it's, you know, techno and EDM music. And guys in shorts, that's fine, whatever, have fun. But I'm just so sick and tired of listening to these incredibly wealthy professional golfers opine about their opinions about money, while the people that have made them wealthy and rich largely are the, you know, blue collar Americans that support the game, go to the tournaments. Let's not forget the PGA Tour was a charitable organization that for years and years and years went into communities, poured money in, supported cancer research, did all sorts of charitable endeavors. The game was great before, okay? And this whole situation that's arisen in golf, the whole split that we have, I can't turn on the freaking golf channel or news or anything without reading about how some guy's getting this amount of money and these guys are unhappy about the money and this guy's unhappy about this and this is the real tour and I'm the real tour. No, you're the real tour and I'm Taylor Gooch. And let me tell you that there's going to be an asterisk next to every tournament that's played because I'm not in it because I wasn't invited because I went and took money from the Saudis. Fine. That's cool. Have at it, bro. Nobody cares. Okay. I'm so sick of the whole thing. I'm so burnt out on it. I want really nothing to do. I started this golf podcast before any of this happened, really.
Fair, okay? And true. Yes.
And we were hoping to make content about professional golf. I would rather watch paint dry than make content about professional golf. It's really cool what Scottie Scheffler is doing on the PGA Tour. He's on one of the hottest streaks like ever, and he's not putting great throughout all this. He's gaining like zero strokes putting and he's winning golf tournaments. It's unbelievable what he's doing. And that's an intriguing story to me. Everything else can just take a giant lap.
Yeah,
just
but is
do
it, is
a
it,
lap around the track. When you come back after your lap, I want you gassed and sweating. We can have a conversation. But until then, I don't really want to talk about any of this with anybody. I'm so sick of hearing these guys' opinions constantly. Oh, well, Rory thinks this. Well, this guy thinks that. Well, did you hear what this guy said? I don't know how, and I'm going to get off this because we're going to step through this linearly. If anybody wants to explain to me how Jay Monahan has a job,
yeah, that's a
how
very
that
fair
guy's
question.
Employed. He has presided over the deterioration of the game of golf while these guys trot out on TV every single week and they spit in the face of the fans that brought up this whole thing that lifted this game. They spit in our face every single week. And Jay Monahan in his empire chair has presided over this whole thing, and the whole empire has crumbled under him. Guy still has a job?
Yeah, I don't know how he has a job.
Are we out of our minds? If I was as bad at my job as Jay Moynihan was at his job,
you'd be dead or fired.
I would not be married. Okay, Sarah would have left. It's unbelievable to me that the guy is employed. And I have to turn on Golf Channel and see his face. And he has the audacity to be smug with reporters. Are you kidding me? It's unbelievable. It through this. Okay. So 2020 and Sports Illustrated, which is a joke of an organization, has an article about this that summarizes. All it does is it gives me a timeline. Okay. 2020, the rival circuit idea takes hold. What was wrong with professional golf in 2020? Really nothing. Okay. The game is at its healthiest. It's growing. We're coming out of COVID. People are playing golf. People are getting into the golf. The best players in the world are playing on one tour. We get to freaking turn on a tournament every week, watch the best guys compete. And the problem, some of the problems in professional golf are, one, the broadcasts suck. They've never been good. The TV has been terrible.
I would caveat that with it's the broadcast of the tournaments that are owned by the PGA Tour.
Yeah, sure.
Like the Masters coverage is elite.
The Masters coverage is great. But like, yeah, I would say the CBS broadcast, a lot of the broadcasts have been just peasant for years. The other thing, you know, if putting my head back into 2021, and God forbid we had this to complain about, slow play, right, was a big deal. Guys complaining about slow play and people playing too slow, whatever. Okay. If you liked golf, you got to tune in, just like if you like football or baseball or any other sport, you got to freaking tune in if you like the sport, watch the best players in the world compete. And yes, we could have iterated a bit on the whole thing. We could have gotten better. We could have made the product better. We could have put a shot clock on guys, whatever we wanted to do. But at some point during all this chaos, this rival circuit idea starts to take hold, which was interesting, candidly. It was interesting. There's going to be a rival circuit in golf. We're going to model it like, you know, F1. It'll be great. It's a revolutionary idea. The PGA Tour is dated. It's boring. Nobody likes it. I don't know that I agree. It was intriguing. It was fine. Initially, it was called the PGL. You remember this?
I do. And I was just going to say that I think everything went downhill when the narrative became the PGA is old and we need to like change it or do something else instead of it being we need to enhance it or make it better.
Agreed.
Right? Like the NBA did such a good job with
this.
Major League Baseball did such a good job with this. Even hockey did a good job with this. And I remember being pissed at hockey when I first found out that the playoffs were going to be like only within your division, right? Or like when baseball did the play-in game. That's or right. The NBA did the, you know, play in the last four teams are like 8 through 12 and they're playing in to get the last two seeds and this whole play-in tournament. Everybody was like, blah, 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 change is not good, whatever. They all worked out, right? And what they did was they just made their product a little bit better. They didn't go to this like extreme, we need to change everything. It was like, let's try some.
So this is, I just want to give everybody context. This is in January of 2020. What's happening in January of 2020?
COVID
is the world is shutting down and these assholes.
Yeah, I think we're not talking about March 2020, right?
Phil Mickelson plays in the Pro-Am for the Saudi International, an event that is sanctioned by the European Tour. In his group is Majid Al Saror, CEO of the Saudi Golf Federation. So this idea of the professional, of the PGL, the Premier Golf League, team golf is starting to take fold. Phil goes and plays golf with some Saudis. This is where it all started. Okay, the world is shutting down. None of us can work. We're stuck in our homes. We're on lockdown. We're getting jabbed. We're getting vaccinated. And these guys are starting to scheme their plan for dividing professional golf, okay? Because they want more money.
Right.
Phil upset at the tour. They're upset. But we're all millionaires, but we're unhappy because it's not good enough.
Phil had gambling problems, and I have nothing against Phil going to try and do whatever he thinks is.
So meanwhile, us laymans, right? We're on lockdown, right? And Phil's in January of 2020 playing golf with the Saudis and scheming a way to make us have them a lot more money. Great. Okay, that's fine. So Greg Norman ends up spearheading this thing January 30th. In February, we start to hear about all the opinions of this, okay, from all the guys. Tiger Woods starts out, says he's been approached, you know, by the PGL. my team's been aware of it. We're delving into it, whatever, whatever. We've been down this road before. This isn't good. Tiger, you're the GOAT. I love you. You're the best. Okay. So the goal here in everybody's mind is we want to keep the top players playing, right? So a week later at the WGC Mexico Championship, Rory seemingly starts piping in about all of his, you know, opinions about this. Meanwhile,
Rory guy too, by
you know,
the way.
It's just, I just, here's the thing. What I wanted to hear was in baseball, you didn't go around and, you know, pipe into all the players and hear their opinions.
Yeah.
You know, you got to hear the commissioner's opinion, right? Jay Monahan he didn't take the meeting. He's sitting there silent, pretending there's no threat. We didn't hear from Jay Monahan. We got to hear from Rory. We got to hear from Tiger. We got to hear the opinion of guys who are not paid. By the way, they're not paid to manage or run a professional sports organization.
Jay Monahan asked that. Do you know the answer? Are they independent contractors of the PGA Tour? Do you know?
Yeah, so technically, yes. Technically, these guys are all self-employed, and I get that. I understand that. However,
I'm just asking because I didn't know.
It's just like, at what point does anybody care about any... I'm sorry, but like I don't really care what the player's opinion is. Who's in charge here? Who's running the show?
Yeah,
who's,
Jay Monahan.
Who's leading the organization? That's who I want to hear from, okay? So we get to hear Rory's opinion, and Rory's opinion is, you know, ebbed and flowed over years. He has a press conference every week, whatever. Fine. And I got nothing but love for Rory. Seems like a great guy.
I don't like Rory.
Okay. So Rory says he comes out on February 18th. He says he doesn't like it. Then we get all the stuff about the money. Spring and summer, the rival golf circuit starts to really kind of die down a little bit during the pandemic. They let us breathe while we were on lockdown and, you know, unemployed and not able to work. And you know, so good on them. What a massive amount of EQ they had to sort of slow things down while the whole world is shut down and, you know, people can't feed themselves. God bless you guys. Really thoughtful. So then we get into the fall. The PGL approaches the European Tour. Now the DP World Tour Strategic Alliance starts to form. 2021 LIV Golf is born. Okay, so this is when the report surfaces in May that a Super Golf League has emerged and that it's either the new name for the PGL or something different. So these guys figured it out. They got the money from the Saudis. Phil and DJ are most likely linked to it. They split at a private unveiling. That year in 2021 was when the initial split transpired at a private, you know, reveal of LIV, which was hysterically bad. This whole thing comes out. It ends up being this big sort of gaffe.
Was it better or worse than when LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh went to Miami and did the not one, not two,
well,
not
it was,
three?
It was really, you know, initially they sort of, Greg Norman, $300 million, they're rolling this thing out. Then PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan in November 21st of that year sends a memo to players outlining how 55% of the tour's revenue. So they're in this very public financial dispute is essentially what transpired. And make no mistake about it, folks. This is about one thing and one thing only. One thing and one thing only. What's this about what, Jordan?
Money.
This is about money. That's yeah. It. Anybody that wants to tell you this is about growing the game of golf, this is about making golf global, this is about making golf better, is full of shit. This is about money and money alone. So immediately, Jay Monahan starts defending the PGA Tour, saying that, you know, Phil Mickelson saying 26% of the revenue is going to players. Jay saying 55% of the revenue is going to players. So we get to sort of sit front seat as people who are coming out of lockdown and unemployed and listen to these guys bitch and moan about their, you know, tens of millions of dollars and what's happening with it. God bless them. Fine. They're spitting in the face of fans. Okay. Early 2022, Phil Mickelson speaks, LIV prepares. Eventually after this year, you know, Phil gets whatever, hundreds of millions of dollars. Tiger Woods in the Genesis Invitational, February 17th. He's not playing. He takes a backseat to the drama. This is when the Alan Shipnuck release comes about his biography from Phil, where he releases the inflammatory comments that Phil made about the Saudis, where Phil said, "I know they're murderers. I know that they do all these horrible things. I know they're scary people. However, this is, you know, the best thing we can do because I'm going to stick it to the PGA Tour, and this is in the best interest of golf, right?" So all this stuff happens. Then eventually in February, Phil apologizes. This goes on and on and on. And this is on Golf Channel every single day. Mind you, We're in 2021. It is 2024 now.
Yeah.
That's what 3 years ago. Golf Channel every single day still?
Yeah. Same
this
shit.
Garbage all the time. Years it's now been in our face. Years. March 8th, with Phil Mickelson missing and later it was learned suspended, PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan addressed the media at the Players' Championship. The PGA Tour is moving on. We have too much momentum. Everything's great. Nothing to see here. Nothing bad's going to happen. Grateful for all this. Nothing bad. Whatever. Liv announces, this is literally a week later, March 16th. Liv announces an 8-tournament schedule to begin in June. It won't be the Liv Golf League as planned, but the Liv Golf Invitational Series. Purses will be $20 million because it's all funny money. Nobody goes to these events, by the way. It's a couple thousand people. The economics make zero sense whatsoever. This is all for sure about washing, sports washing, and buying these players to get leverage over the tour, which is just the most obvious thing ever. So they end up poaching players. They end up starting to take guys out. I don't really want to go through all of 2022. But big names start flooding over. Kevin Na, Pulitzer, Lee Westwood, Louis Oosthuizen, and Sergio Garcia. You know, initially it's sort of this wave of guys that the PGA Tour is still like, whatever. It's, you know, these aren't our marquee players. The best players in the world still play on our tour. Well, Mark, fast forward to today. John Rahm is now in LIV.
Dustin Johnson.
Golf is truly split, is it not? Golf is truly split. And I get to choose every weekend whether I want to watch guys in shorts to EDM music in front of seven people play a golf tournament that format, they play a shotgun start. It just makes no sense. None of it's cool or interesting or fun to watch. There's absolutely no character to the whole thing. There's no history. There's no emotional investment in it whatsoever. The team dynamic has completely flopped. I mean, does anybody care about the cliques? No. It's not interesting. The product sucks, in my opinion. And anybody that likes the product is trying really hard to be different and cool. And meanwhile, we get to tune into the players yesterday and watch the players without John Rahm. And yes, is it still the same product? Sure, it is. But every week we get to listen to more and more speculation about what guy's going to leave. Now, we announced 6 months ago or whatever, that this whole thing was done. It was resolved. We talked about it on the podcast. The Saudis and the PGA Tour have reached an agreement. We're going to merge the tours. Golf is saved again. Jay Monahan is the poster child of saving golf. What's happened since then? Absolutely nothing. Nada zilch. Apparently, I read today, Tiger's in the Bahamas. Wouldn't that be nice? Playing golf with the Saudis and there's a big meeting happening. But we have been sitting on this for years. There's no strategic direction. There's no leadership. Nobody's in charge. And day after day after day after day after day, they spit in the face of the fans who have built podcasts around the sport, who are committed to trying to tune in, to watch professional golf and enjoy it as a product. Day after day after day, we get to get on Golf Channel and watch these guys argue about money, watch these guys take the money, watch it all be about the money. And there's only a few good guys left that are truly playing for their legacy, thinking about Wyndham, thinking about Scottie Scheffler, thinking about some of the guys that have stuck it out on the PGA Tour. And now those legacies, truly, maybe they do, in fact, have an asterisk, as John Rahm, who was the best player in the world, is now not playing on this tour.
For sure.
So what is the conclusion? Where are we at today? I'll tell you where we're at today. I want to vomit every time I get on and I see these jerks weigh in with their opinions. Until somebody wants to take a leadership situation, get everybody on the same page, get everybody in the room and say, hey, guys, the fans aren't into this. There might be a chance, guys, that we're coming across as a little tone deaf to the fans that pay the bills around here. by going to the tournaments, by supporting the game.
Watching on TV is the biggest one.
By watching on television.
Right. And I'm not going to pretend to understand all the financials behind golf, right?
I would imagine
it's the people that watch on Sunday over the ticket sales.
I got to tell you, I haven't had one guy. Give me one guy. One guy that's come out and said, you know what? I got to tell you, this all feels kind of gross to me. I'm aware enough. I'm self-aware enough to know and understand the people who watch our game, the little kids out there, the people in the bleachers, the people who scrape together the money to go to Augusta for the first time, that this whole charade might come across as a little bit tone deaf.
There was somebody who said this like within the last week or two that was pretty very fired up, like you are right now, saying that like. I think he phrased it. I should go find out who it was, but it was basically along the lines of, if I was a fan, I would be really tired about hearing all
exhausted.
This stuff.
I'm so sick of it. I hate professional golf. I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah. I really do think they've got to figure it out here in short order, because when you're starting to see, like, I've noticed it in the underlying like headlines and records of stuff. Like when you're starting to see Wyndham and Scotty going back to back, being like first and second, the same people every weekend in the leaderboard, that's when you're starting to really see the effects of what's happening with LIV Golf, right? Yeah. Because you're losing so much top talent. And like, I think a Scotty Scheffler knows deep down in his heart, right, that
one
really wouldn't be number one in the world and be having this streak and like going back to back.
I don't know. He's
stuff.
Hitting it pretty good, but
I know he is. But you won. It's a shame for him.
It's a shame
MJ
for him.
LeBron argument, right?
Yeah.
Like you don't know because you'll never actually be able to know if John Rahm was in this tournament or if Cam Smith or DJ was in the tournament, what would have happened.
Yeah.
And all Scotty and all these guys can do is go out and play and like, you know, win the tournaments, and they can do that.
Yeah,
but they've got to know in the back of their head, it's not the same.
And look, I want to be clear about a few things from my end. Okay. And Scotty Scheffler said this the other day. He said, you know, be mad at the guys that left. And to be clear, I'm not happy with the guys that left, but I don't really have a
problem.
I don't have a problem with it. Like if you want to take the money, take the money. Like that's your decision. I'm a capitalist. I'm a pro America. If that's what you want to do, take the money. I have no issue with it. I don't want it. I don't want this thing jammed down my throat anymore is what I don't want. If we want to grow the game, think about the people if you said, hey, Andy, I want you to go out and I want you to recruit 20 people to watch a golf tournament or to start watching the Golf Channel or to start getting into the game of professional golf. I want you to go out there and just beat the drum and go recruit some people to be interested. Do you know how embarrassed I would be that those individuals get to come into the sport and the first thing they get to be shot in the face with is these guys arguing about money?
The sell that you're trying to tell somebody is like, hey, and let's just, I don't know if Tiger's going to play in the Masters. I assume he's going to try to.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's confirmed, whatever. But you're trying to convince somebody to watch the Masters without Tiger Woods.
I mean,
you're trying to convince a casual fan to do that.
It's not only that, though.
How do you do that?
It's not just that, though. You're trying to convince somebody to ignore the fact that they get to tune into the television every day and listen to guys opine about financials, about money. And that's what this is all about. It's just a giant slap in the face to the fans because these guys go, they take the money, they take $100 million, whatever. This guy's upset. This guy's mad. This guy thinks this. This guy thinks that. I don't think we should let him back. Not without, well, where's my money? It's just this giant charade of guys talking about what it comes down to at its core foundation is it's a giant charade about finances, about money, about who's getting the money, who's getting this, who's getting that. And look, I got no issue with people getting their bag. Get your bag. Shut up about it. I don't want it on my TV anymore. I don't want to listen to this anymore. You know, the guys that I can get behind are the guys that are like, you know what? I've made a lot of money. I don't play golf for money. I'm playing golf for my legacy. I'm playing golf to win tournaments. I'm playing golf for the history. I'm playing golf to be great. That's interesting to me as a fan. That's interesting. That's the reality of other sports that I get to see. I get to see Tom Brady take a pay cut in New England. I get to see Patrick Mahomes restructure his contract in Kansas City so that we can get more resources in here, right? That's what I get in other sports. In golf, all I get is that all anybody cares about is the money anymore. And let me tell you something. You guys told me to go. You said, you know, look at John Rahm. Look, John Rahm's our savior. John Rahm's the guy talking about legacy, and he's the guy that freaking, you know, John Rahm said it on stage. I play golf for my legacy. I play golf to win. I want to win majors. And what does he do? He takes the money.
After he won the Masters, though.
Which is fine. Again, I don't have an issue with you, John Rahm, taking the money. What I don't want to deal with anymore is any of this, any of us pretending that any of this means anything anymore. It doesn't. I'll tune into the majors because I know that the best players generally are going to be there. RIP Taylor Gooch. But outside of the majors, do I care at all about anything as it relates to professional golf anymore, other than hoping that Ben Siegel makes it and rooting for Wyndham Clark to win? Do I care about anything?
Would I be a hole in one of the 16th at the Waste Management Open, but now the PGA and Waste Management Open.
Don't even
issues.
Get me started on the Waste Management Open. What a mockery that was.
Yeah.
But what is left for us as fans? What is left? What is left for us to care about? Somebody in the comments.
Well, let's actually talk about it. Let's play the other side.
Okay.
Let's play devil's advocate.
So devil's advocate is I get to see great golf played, right? I get to see guys do amazing things on a golf course. Okay. And that's a reason to tune in. That's fun to watch. It's fun to watch these guys that are amazing at the game and all of that. But there's no nostalgia anymore. There's no emotion anymore. There's no, it doesn't have any meaning anymore to me. It's not like watching a playoff football game. It's not like watching baseball in October. Yeah, it played.
Masters is. I think irregardless of who plays in the Masters, I think the Masters will always be the Masters.
So what
it will be the Super Bowl of the year.
That's fair. What is golf outside of the majors?
Outside of the majors, there's actually not. You're right. There is not a ton to watch and root for unless you are specifically rooting for stories and or people, right? Like I think when people's stories get out there, and you kind of get behind a certain player for whatever the reason may be, right? Like it's a great comeback story, mm-hmm. or it's like a, you know, how many people were tuned in after watching like Full Swing and like watch a Sahith Theegala now because they're behind his family and mm-hmm. like what he's about. There are storylines like that, but they're very few and far between. I think the Masters still reigns supreme in terms of like the Super Bowl of golf, yep. even though there are other majors and tournaments out there. What I don't know is like, let's talk about the rest of the world, right? Let's just get out of America for a sec. Like when you talk about the British Open, I'll also talk about the Ryder Cup. Cup is the best event in golf mm-hmm. and it will continue to get elevated, especially as you get players that are away from
totally neutered the last, in my opinion, little slash year with
because everything was going on. But like, if you get into the next Ryder Cup and you start to talk about the team dynamic, like the Ryder Cup does it the right way with the team dynamic and it gets people in and it's every 2 years and it's like the whole USA versus Europe. Like that's an event people get behind. That's only every 2 years. So we're talking about like, call it 3 or 4 events over a 2 year span that really get people up and out of their chair for golf.
Yeah.
The rest is what my future looking self goes to is, okay, how much of the future of golf is really going to be run by the social dynamic? The kids that watch YouTubers and or the like those kind of I know they're doing it like the Capital One Challenge, like 2v2s mm-hmm. with the like they are trying to get into some other
that's not the tour. I mean the tour is not, but I'm talking about golf, right?
Like I'm talking about what gets people to watch.
It's not
going to
be the professional game.
It's not going to be the
PGA
tour.
Here's my plea. Make it stop. Somebody take charge. Somebody just take command of the situation. We can't take anymore. We don't care. Us regular folk, you know, we have careers, we have families, we have decision points that we get to make in our lives about how we want to spend our time. Regular individuals who are tuning into this mess that's been created have decisions that they get to make about how they want to spend their time, about how they want to spend their money, about how they want to spend their resources. And my plea to you, Jay, okay, and the rest of you clowns, and that's what you are clowns, is to figure it out, to get on the same page, to make golf normal again, to start allowing us as fans to buy back in to whatever the next vision is. And please have one, figure one out.
Well, let's talk about it as core, you know, to wrap this up. The reason you watch any professional sport is to watch the best people in the world going up against each other. Yeah. And golf is so different in the fact that it is an individual sport. It's very much like, I'd say the other main one is tennis.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
well,
you're not watching the team dynamic go up against each other.
It's true.
And so I think in other sports where you call like superstars or whatever it might be, when they leave, those teams are still there and those teams are still backed by like good talent and other players. In golf, it's different when you're rooting for somebody and they leave, they're gone. Like there is no backfill for a Tiger Woods.
That's right.
And there never will be. And so you need to get the best players playing in the tournaments together more than two times.
About something other than money. And what? So let me ask you this question. And this is how tone deaf everybody seems to be. And it's like, I don't get it. You know, it's just like, go outside of your bubble. Like, go experience the world outside of like, and this is like, it's a sore point for me where I get like really fired up and upset about it. It's because,
care.
Well, I don't at the end of the day, no, I don't care.
I'm just kidding.
That's the truth. But what do you think if we polled, like, you know, if we just went out and we just went to like the most average person, what do
Let's say you walk into a Target or Walmart
and we said
today,
like, what do you think about golf?
Should we do it?
We could, but what do you think they're going to say? Yeah, well, we should do it. What do you think they're going to say?
So golf it's all about how you pose the question. So it's like, do you watch golf? Yes or no. And whether or not you do, like, what is your opinion of the professional? So
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying just golf.
The sport or
just the
PGA
sport
Tour?
Of golf.
The sport of golf. I would
most
say
people
don't know much about it.
No, most regular people think golf is a pretentious game in the United States. They think golf is an elitist game in the United States. They think golf is a game for only wealthy and rich people in
the United States.
That's a fact. Okay. What is if the goal is to grow the game, what do you think all this nonsense is that's been the storylines coming out of professional golf? What does that do to the image of golf? It makes it even worse. It makes people hate it even more and think it's even more of an elitist sport. It's all about rich people and money. And I'll tell you, it just makes me angry because I don't want my relationship with the game of golf, what people think of me playing game of golf, neutered by the mess that is the PGA Tour and LIV Golf. Not that I care, but I go to other countries. I go to Scotland. Golf is a relatively normal blue collar sport. Okay,
you went down the road I was going to lead you to.
So this is what I'm saying: is like you guys are making it so uncool to play your game, and if the goal is to grow the game of golf, what are we doing? Make it nostalgic. Make it emotional. Make it about winning. Make it about legacy. Make it about something other than the accounting and the numbers and the money and all the BS that we talk about all the time. This is not doing anything for golf other than alienating more and more people away from it. And I got news for everybody that thinks I'm whining about this. Okay. We're having an increasing divide in our country around a number of things. And if you think that people aren't coming for the folks that are, you know, reaping the benefits of the way things are going, we've got massive growing wealth inequality in the country, which again, I'm not complaining about. I'm not giving a political opinion on the show. I'm just saying that the tone deafness that the PGA Tour and the players, frankly, and everybody that's involved in LIV has is only going to do irreparable harm to not only the professional game of golf, but to golf in general. For us everyday people that enjoy and like the game, you guys are hurting the future of the game because there's an angry mob of people that are coming.
here's what I'll say to wrap this up. I think whenever I, and you're right about a lot of these things, I agree with you on a lot of them. And I know you wanted to just
most
self cook, and boy, you did some cooking, man. I'll tell you what, hibachi style, throw it straight on.
I'm just sick of it. Light the fire. I'm so sick of it.
I never like to complain / say I don't like something without coming up with ideas that I think would make it better. And one thing that I would really like, golf in general, the sport for it to go, is I would really like to see the major manufacturers lean in on the team game. I think, like, when you talk about the way that NASCAR and F1 are structured in terms of, like, you're a car guy, like, you're a type of car, right? Like, I race Ford, I race Chevy, I race whatever. It'd be really cool if, like, the team aspect of the PGA came down to complain.
Hello, Deacon.
Hey, everybody. Yay! I got a new puppy. And she's now out in the garage.
Yeah, she's here. Deacon is the, come up here, Deacon. Deacon is our one hope. The PGA tour.
Almost took out the microphone there.
Yeah. So listen, I'm sorry if this was really negative.
No, it's not. It's not by any means negative. I think it's important stuff. But I would love to see the PGA tour and the major manufacturers. What if we turn into, like, it's Titleist versus TaylorMade versus Callaway versus Ping?
Yeah.
Right. We had teams that way. Like, a lot of people have deals that way. Yeah. That'd be cool to have, like, those four major kind of be where you start. And then we have all these other great tours around the world that people don't know about that have the up and comers, like the Korn Ferry Tour, the DP World Tour. Like, I know, I think it was Chandler Withington, when he was on a couple episodes, said he wouldn't be surprised if within 5 years there's just one big global tour. Hopefully. And you have all these different little leagues, right? And LIV can be a part of that. PGA can be a part of that. There's
Until then, I'm tuning out, except for the majors, because I agree with you. I love the ideas. I love I love that you're being solution oriented.
There needs to be a solution. And I just think they're going about the way to find those solutions the complete
nobody's
wrong way.
In charge. And it's just a mess. It's a bunch of ego. It's a bunch of politics. It's a bunch of nonsense. And, you know, just to close this out, I think what I would say is, like, if there's any, listen, I portrayed myself as a regular folk, I'm a very privileged individual. I don't really hide the fact that it's a great privilege to be able to play golf and be a member at a club and all the things that we have in life. We're very lucky. But I think when the professional realm of the sport that you love is so tone deaf and is spitting in the face of the fans and is spitting in the face of the everyday person, you have to speak out. You have to confront that, because that behavior doesn't go unnoticed. It is alienating people. It is alienating fans. And it's bad for the game. It's bad for the game. It's not just bad for the professional game. It's bad for the game that you and I have a relationship with.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm not gonna, I can't tolerate it anymore. I'll say this, because it's bad for the game that I love very much, and want to play with my kids and their kids, and I want to be able to go to the places that we love to go to and be able to experience the game for the rest of my life. These guys are not, they're not growing that game. They're hurting that game more than anything. I think it is in the best interest of the game that we love to frankly boycott what's going on in professional golf. And that's
no
what I had to do. I will watch the majors. Admittedly, I watch the players. I'm not proud of that.
But you're going to have to start buying clubs.
Is really the fifth major. No, I don't have an issue with manufacturers. I don't have an issue with manufacturers. I have an issue with the PGA Tour. I have an issue with Jay Monahan. I have an issue with the Saudis. I have an issue with everybody that's been involved in the mess that has been professional golf. And the fact that nobody has enough emotional intelligence or self-awareness or even just a PR person in the room to be aware that the tone, the topics, the subject matter that has been discussed in public forums for the last 3 years has done nothing but alienate any and everybody that wants to get into golf and like golf. And it's done irreparable damage to the game. And I stand by that. I know a lot of people aren't going to like that take. I know there's a lot of PGA Tour apologists out there. I know there's a lot of LIV apologists out there. But I ask you, I plead my case for you to put yourself in the shoes of an everyday American who picks up a golf club, hits a ball and says, damn, I kind of like the way that felt. And they decide, you know what? I'm going to check out this whole thing called Golf Channel. I'm going to see what's on here. I want to watch the guys that are the best in the world play. I want you to ask yourself, do you think that the topics, the tone, the narrative, subjects that have been covered in the press in the last 3 years are going to make that person go, wow, 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 Jordan, this is so cool. Man, I want to get into this. This has so much draw. This makes me emotionally invested. Or do you think that person changes the channel and says, fuck these guys? I think it's the latter. I do. And it's a goddamn shame that coming out of COVID, golf is booming. It could have been different.
And yeah, find a way to ruin it.
And somebody has to take charge and make something happen. Okay. Somebody has to take charge and make something happen. And until then, you're going to get limited coverage from the Member Guest Podcast on professional golf. We'll cover the majors. We're not going to talk a lot about it. I want Wyndham Clark to win every week. I want Eric Van Rooyen to win every week. I want Ben Siegel to be on the PGA Tour. Beyond that, I don't care. I don't care.
Well, we're going to have to put an explicit content sticker on this episode. You're going to have to mark it as not made for kids on the YouTube channel. And you asked to cook, and sir, you whip something up. Very passionate. Well, a message that will hopefully be heard around the world.
And it fits with our new motto. What is that?
Care less, play more. Play more, care less.
Play more and care less.
Till next time.
Mic drop.